Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Deadly Mob. Welcome back to National Talk Black for another year, 2024. Happy New Year to all you Deadly Mob. You are yarning with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that Deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours, welcome Black, National Talk Black, have your say. Yarn up strong, we're going to jump straight in. We're going to have a yarn there with Susie Teagan, Alliance Chief Executive, and talk about home ownership for remote First Nations communities is a step towards improving their health and well-being for 2024. A very important conversation, and we do have Susie on the line. Susie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Happy New Year.
And where are you? Happy New Year.
Where are you based?
It feels like we've already been working for
exactly. Sweat for and pouring off the forehead here. But look, thank you for coming to the program. Where are you based? Where are you?
Well, actually, today I'm in Sydney for meetings.
Okay, rightio. Fantastic.
So, I've lived in rural and remote Australia, including Alice Springs and Darwin and Dubbo, so I'm fully, you know,
got your hands
ensconced
on it.
And have been ensconced in Indigenous health. So,
good.
You know, this is a really important aspect for us.
Yes. Well, we're talking home ownership for remote First Nation communities. Having a home, it builds a foundation, you know what I mean? And you can build something strong there for your family, yes?
Oh, look, absolutely. And the thing is, home ownership provides many different aspects to your well-being. And one of them is that the ownership will provide owners a more financially and secure future.
Yes.
Purely.
Yes.
Purely because, homeowners feel less reliant on others for help. From family, friends and government. Mm-hmm. And, then they're able to build up their own wealth. Don't forget, the majority of people, it doesn't matter what their background is, once you have a home ownership, you actually, feel you have something to behind you.
Yes, yes, exactly. In regard to the process, Susie, are we talking IBA being at the table? How do people go about financing home ownership?
Well, that's the thing. You know, that's a discussion for Aboriginal communities to have with government.
Sure.
It's really important that it is a discussion that occurs considering the population and the region. Mm. It is much more difficult in remote regions, of course, than it is, regional or rural. But, you know, we are very much for the government and local government and the Aboriginal people sitting down together and saying, you know, we would like people to feel safer for themselves, yes, feel safer for their family, and also feel safer for their property and be able to, meet the need of that community, because some communities have more housing available than others.
Sure.
Some communities are really overcrowded in one, you know, in small houses that have been offered. And Aboriginal people, you know, have a much lower rate of home ownership than mainstream in rural, regional and remote, and indeed the city. But it's usually around 20 to 25% difference.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is time that we start looking at the health and well-being and closing the gap by having those discussions and making sure that people are able to have more confidence in social interactions,
exactly.
They have more confidence in their future and self-esteem, and also provide security for themselves, but also their children and their family. Mm.
Well, exactly, you know. And it also becomes a team effort as well. When you're talking about partners, whether it be husband and wife or de facto relationship, that they've got something together. You know what I mean? And they work on it and work upon it. And when you're talking about renting, some people get lackadaisical regarding renting. But when you're talking ownership, then there's pride that comes to the table, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, with rental properties, they're not allowed to do things to it. They're not allowed to paint the inside. They're not allowed to put pictures up. And, you know, which is understandable from an owner's perspective that's renting out a house. However, the majority of people, you know, would like to personalise something. Mm. And if it means that they would like art or pictures on the wall, or they would like a different colour for their wall, their doors or whatever, it does create pride. And you can see often the difference between a house that's owned by a person and the garden compared to somebody who is renting a property. And it does provide security and well-being and an improvement in mental health.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, pride is a really important aspect in terms of living securely and safely and being able to provide a sense of community.
Sure, exactly. Good for the spirit and good for the mind, the heart and what have you. And that, like I said, creates a nice foundation to build an empire upon. You know, whether it be, investing in other properties and renting them out, becoming an investor, or grabbing the equity of the house and holidaying or purchasing a car for the family, or whatever the case may be, it becomes a financial tool, doesn't it?
Well, exactly. Financially, I mean, it's sad because there's always a percentage of the population that doesn't own houses. And I have to say, some people choose not to own a house,
exactly.
I mean, which is fine. And if you look at the European countries, a 99-year lease is actually quite common. But you're still able to do whatever you like. You're able to put in your own kitchen. You're allowed to paint the walls. You're allowed to, you know, hang things up. And I think for Indigenous people, we must make this happen because we have to close the health gap.
Exactly.
And it would send a very clear message to Aboriginal people that we believe home ownership is important to you and is important to your community, and it will improve your health and your status in the economy and also in the community.
Susie, we're talking a partnership here. Government need to be at the table, but also mayors of communities as well for the vision and to communicate with the constituents, the people of the community who have a vision to purchase a property. Everyone needs to be at the table, and there need to be a process that's accessible for our mob.
Well, absolutely. And if you're looking at rural and remote in particular, I mean, we have some major industries in many of those regions, and it makes sense to have the local government, the local economic development board, the local Aboriginal people, and also state and federal government there. But I have to say, on all sides, and I'm not talking about only one side, but on all sides, you know what, there is a bit of give and take. And I think, you know, put all the things on the table, but then see, well, you know, what benefit is there to us as a greater community?
Exactly.
And what are the things that we agree on, and what are the things that we're willing to let go, or we're willing to, be flexible on? And I think that's the important thing, because it just doesn't help anybody when we start coming to the table aggressive and
open discussion.
Absolutely, I think the general community is very much pro Aboriginal people building up their capabilities, and you know, we've got so many great examples. of Aboriginal people, you know, starting businesses and running fantastic businesses, supporting communities. And, you know, we would like, from a health perspective, for communities and individuals to be able to see all of those people that are already successful homeowners, that are already doing really well, and, you know, and then helping others to do the same.
Well, you mentioned economy. We're talking about a space here for First Nation people to be in business, whether it be an electrician or a carpenter. Then you're talking about job employment as well. The old phrase, high tide rises all ships. It's a fantastic platform and ownership, home ownership for our mob in their own community, yes.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've got Aboriginal doctors, Aboriginal nurses and health practitioners. And, you know, they are not only a wonderful, they're not only wonderful professionals for the greater community, but they also are an example to other Aboriginal people that,
success.
You know, you can strive for greater roles. And we rely heavily on Aboriginal doctors and nurses and allied health professionals, just as we rely on, you know, international people, because, you know, Australia is made up, it's a multicultural country. We're one of the few countries in the world that has so many different nationalities and has a, you know, 3% Aboriginal community. And so we must embrace that.
Yes.
And we must also support people to be able to be independent, because it does affect their health and well-being.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the yarn there, Susie. So just to finish off, people in community, what do they need to do to get the ball rolling regarding home ownership?
Well, I think definitely, you know, as a community, come together and then contact their local government and the state government or federal government, because they are the ones that are currently discussing these issues. And I think ask to be listened to.
Yes.
Because if there aren't enough houses and you're overcrowding, you need to be able to go to somebody to have that discussion and call for meetings.
Yes.
Because you can't have that overcrowding. And if it's not okay to happen to the general population, well, then it's not okay for Aboriginal people.
Exactly. Thank you very much for the yarn, Susie. All the best, 2024. Please keep in touch and we'll be yarning soon.
Thank you very much. Pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Deleon there, that's Susie Teagan, Alliance Chief Executive, and we're talking about home ownership for the remote, for our remote First Nation communities, which is a step towards improving their health and well-being in 2024. That's a goal for 2024. Maybe you want to tell us what your goal is regarding 2024, your organisation, your family, you yourself as an individual, what's happening in your life, what's your plan of attack, and you don't have to wait till January 1 to have a New Year resolution. A New Year resolution could be at any time. Anybody at any moment can start a new future at any time. Tell us what's happening in your life. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Another year, 2024, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and I'm live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country, BBM, Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS. And a big morning to the BBM crew here who are back on shift now as of today, Monday 15 January, and ready to kick the year off. So all is here for your yarns and your deadly music and a fantastic vehicle. Do utilise it. 1-800-422-416.
dancer off her feet, but she wishes I was better. And my friends tell me not to be too hard. She always saw your cards when she fell in love with you. And now you're at the fest in a town called Meredith. I'm just waiting on your text, but it's never coming through. We'll be right back.
Yeah, the Bush Kids. It's Wama Munti here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and glad to be. So have your saying Yarn Up Strong. You can also text a brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yeah, so how are you travelling? What's your plan for 2024? Looking at the year that was, 2023, and look, just before Christmas, up here in far north Queensland, we had Jasper visit us, Cyclone Jasper. That's we're still feeling the wrath of Cyclone Jasper, ex-Cyclone Jasper, and thinking of the mob there at Woodja Woodja, where the cyclone did cross the mainland. Up there at Woodja Woodja, and look, they're still in a lot of dramas in regard to the after effect of Jasper. And so thinking of your mob, prayers, thoughts going out there. If any mob is listening up that way, look, give us a call. Tell us how you're faring after the ex-cyclone Jasper, and keeping your head above water. I mean, we're talking about a deadly community which is housed, situated right next to Bloomfield River, which is infested with crocodiles, and the whole township was underwater, and there were crocodiles in the main street, and a lot of mob were on roofs of their houses. So a very sad affair, but look, want to know how things are going, and then we're just continuing having rain. The Port Douglas Road is closed from Cairns to Port Douglas, the main road. You can enter Port Douglas via Mareeba and Mount Molloy Way. But look, it's the situation, Mother Nature standing up and giving us a bit of a slap around, but we stand together, stand strong, all people in this area, and also thinking of mob down south as well, and floods and fires that are happening in this country. So look, this is the 21st century. We are talking global warming, that is true. So look, have your say, give us some news, what's happening in your neck of the woods and what's happening in regarding your vision, your future for 2024. Yarn Up Strong here with Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
When the western skies ablaze and the sun lays down to rest, when the curlew starts to cry and the birds fly home to roost, when the full moon begins to rise, satin moonbeams on face, beauty of the night goes far beyond both time and place. No one's lost who finds the moon or the sweetness of the water's bloom. Rebirth with the rain in spring, dingoes howl on the autumn. Spirit of the moon, he calls me home. Home. Spirit of the moon, he guides me home. Moon, it draws me to the scrub. Night voices raised in song. Past the water, that tranquil billabong. Walking on the shadowed leaves that I
reflected by the moon. To the rocks and hills and caves, where the dingo's pups are born. No one's lost who finds the moon, or the sweetness of the wattle's bloom. Rebirth with the rain in spring, dingoes howl in the autumn wind. Spirit of the moon, he calls me home. Whoa, spirit of the moon, he guides me home.
Yeah, beautiful track there. That's Moonstruck, Kev Carmody, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours fully, Trevor Tim, 2012, Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. A new year, 2024. Been running the show now for about 11-odd years and great to be the host for the program. But it is a team effort. Big shout out to the board of directors here at Bummer Bripper, as well as the crew, the staff and manager of the station. So fantastic team effort. Let's look at the news and what's happening for blackfellas. Alice Springs Addiction Program sees engagement quadruple after introducing Aboriginal leadership. Sitting under the shade of a gum tree against the scoring the red backdrop of Simpson Gap on the outskirts of Alice Springs, Tyrone Leach reflects on the loneliest time of his life. There were times I pretty much had nowhere, he says, and where to go and what to do. And years ago, the Arendte amateur man was locked in a seemingly hopeless battle with alcoholism. I pretty much drank every day, he says, and I'd be asking for money or doing odd jobs so I could make some dollars to go and get some more beers. Until one day he was connected with the local Indigenous organisation, Red Dust, and a program that would transfer his life. Suddenly he had a group of strong Aboriginal men around him, listening to him, understanding the struggles and surrounding him and directing him towards a path out of addiction. Now Tyrone wants to be the same for others. It's not a good spot to be in for anybody, he says. If I can do something to get them off it or make them not go down that track, then in the first place, I'll do that, is what he says. Program provides safe space, sitting in around yarning circles, Tyrone's also the camping that they do as well. Both men have also struggled. The other brother there is Alan Ragnar and Jonathan Herwan, and both men have struggled with alcoholism and now have a great health thanks to their past. And like Tyrone had been in claims of Red Dusty, thanks to the Red Dust organisation and work that they're doing. And that's a good news story for 2024, but it's just having a vision and then having the support around him. And Red Dust does exactly that. So hats off to Red Dust and fantastic organisation and helping our mob, especially our men with alcoholism, and having a new gist for life. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation. Tell us any good news stories happening your way, you mob, here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416, with Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, Too Deadly.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now at 1-800-422-416.
Caught a train from Granada to Madrid. Tossed and turned is all I did. When I thought about my kids from Granada to Madrid. I won't cry, no, yeah, here I know, I won't cry, said I won't cry, no, caught another train to undine, and I heard the engine sigh. When I looked into the sky and saw the eagles fly, oh, but I know he's there, ever watching over me, yeah, him I know he's there. Ever watching over me.
Yeah, watching over me, Uncle Archie Roach with us in spirit. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up for the first time, 2024. Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. Happy New Year, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, mate. I just turned my radio off here.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. All the best to you, my friend. How are you travelling?
Yeah. Head above water, like a lot of poor people have been submerged. I'm sorry for all the suffering.
Exactly, yes.
But that's the wet season. That's what we get, and people are finding out now.
Yeah, the monsoonal. And look, we really haven't had big floods up here for a long time, and Jasper brought back the old monsoonal times, didn't he?
Yeah, well, I've been up river there in Goldsborough, and I've enjoyed being flooded in every year, and life in the suburbs is a bit quieter and different. There was a big news that the fisheries crossing bridge there got wiped out.
Yeah, exactly. Goldsborough up that way. Exactly. That's just a little bit north of Gordonville. I paint a picture for our listeners. Yes.
yeah, that's where me and Donna were caretakers and a lot of other people, string of people, okay. Proving connection to country, and you get isolated every year. And I never got 3 days' supplies, mate. When I was up there, I get 3 months.
Yeah.
But the upside of the story is that is... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, my phone's beeping. The upside of the story is that that area is getting a lot of attention, which is the native title area, supposed to be people's home that no one can live in permanently.
Yeah.
Because it was reverted. There's 7 tenures on that land. I want to talk about white man's loins. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, someone's trying to reach me. I'm trying to ignore it. These phones are bewildering, right? Yeah, we've got 7 tenures up there. There's World Heritage. Sorry, the point of this conversation on Friday on 4CA, Brett Muller announced that they are going to take water from the Mulgrave.
For Cairns water, you're saying?
Well, that's what they're saying, but I've heard another story and I haven't got all the details yet. And I believe that the water is big pipes, mate, and the water was going south to a development, which is Muller's own sort of cane farming area. There's a lot of tangled web deceiving people going on, mate, and they are going to take water. We don't know how close to the green patch.
Sure.
And things have changed there. They've taken down the rest area sign and they put up a big metal sign saying camping area closed, rest area closed.
Yeah. And for our listeners who don't know, but Cairns water comes from the Coppolo Dam, just a dam above Cairns on the mountainside there. But they're talking about the future for Cairns water in the next 30, 40, 50 years. So they're looking for another spot. And they have looked at Mulgrave River, and that's what you're conversing about, yes?
Yeah, Muller was on Friday. And I've been on 4CA once and tried to get on twice, but he won't talk to me on air, I feel. And so they had me chalked in on Friday because he's the deputy mayor now.
He's getting
very powerful. But the point is, if they're taking water from the Mulgrave River, that's what stopped the Franklin River in Tasmania, because it was World Heritage upstream.
Yeah.
But that is World Heritage, and Goldsborough is part of it. And that is the fisheries. That is called the fisheries. That is where we had big Aboriginal fish traps too, and you create an artificial reef, and all the fish are there, mate. And I filmed the river the day before the cyclone, and the bottom of the green patch was coming out. I mean, they shouldn't touch that Mulgrave River.
Yeah, they shouldn't touch it.
There's a big... And they're not releasing the details.
Well, it's not a massive creek, is it? It's not a big river as such.
Well, you haven't seen it. This is the difference. You haven't seen it when it's been normal before. At the green patch before, it used to be really deep. There's racehorses. Stables not far. They used to swim them horses there.
Okay.
There's 2 kids in there. And I pulled them out one day. A bit of foam broke. Me and they were sitting having a picnic and these 2 kids, a bit of foam broke and they went in the water and they screamed. And I got one on the bit of foam and the other one climbed on my head and I went down. And the kid was on my head and I had all weeds. Oh, I went down a long way and this is getting serious and I had to push him off. And it was really deep. Like I said, the day before the cyclone, I think on the 14th, I filmed it. By the pipeline there, the bottom of the water is coming out because they're sucking water for cane, sugar cane. That's all this place is about. And to have Boss Hogg of the cane farm, you know, they've had all the sugar slaves, they've got no respect for our life, the native title up the river, and the 7 tenures. There's World Heritage, there's National Parks and Wildlife, there's the native titles, there's cattle farms, cane farms, private residences, and native titles. And the political lines are terrible. I heard Bob Katastrophic, I think it's the area of Leichhardt there, for Goldsborough. He wanted to see the damage on the fishery.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Kennedy, that's right. Yeah, he's exactly. Like his own prime minister of his own area, right?
So there need to be more discussions with the constituents of the area before going ahead with things. And you're talking about 7-10 years there. There's a lot of people need to be at the table in discussion, yes?
Which table? This is the question, mate.
Okay.
Now, that's Bob Catter's federal area. Now, when they got the native title in Goldsborough, they only got it if they would sign an ILUA and hand it back to the Cairns Council, which demoted it from federal land, not even to state land, to council land, the lowest level. And they have a right to enforce it. And so Cairns Council controlled Goldsborough, but Cairns Council is in Cairns under Michael Healy. But out here in Gordonvale, we've got the member for Mulgrave. Yeah, out here in Gordonvale, we've got the member for Mulgrave, Curtis Pitt. Curtis Pitt and Michael Healy are both Labor. So it's like a soup of people in charge of that, but who is, which table, where?
How many, geez, not enough Indians.
You got it, mate.
Mm.
You got it. It's just, and they're not, we don't know how much water where it's going to take, but I'm told that there's big development planned for south of Cairns. And they're saying, yeah, they want it for Cairns, but this is the Deputy Mayor, Boshog country there, mate. And I'm devastated still from the cemetery, and I can't get that story onto the thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Mate, what they've done, my missus is full-on activist for there. When they've removed her memorial name from her own grave there, that's a dingy woman on a dingy, they're inciting racial hatred in this community.
Mm. And the word that you use, robbing grave robbers, you know? And here we are in the 21st century.
The other thing is, you know, I use aluminium instead of wood. And I heard the story about how tennis changed. There was something on the ABC late at night. John McEnroe was the last person, I don't follow tennis, but he was the last to win with a wooden racket.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Yep. And all aluminium
Sorry. And then he changed to aluminium because it's a better product.
Yeah.
Now, with the cemetery, the press have really distorted what's happened because I just used, you know, we put up the wooden crosses and surround. I didn't know about the permit saying that I was, you know, in defiance of it. All I knew is a gardener come out and said, oh, if you put that in, they'll pull it out. I didn't have any, I didn't even know about the permit because we'd never used a permit. I just used a better material that is permanent, tidy, as an alternative. So that's still ruling my life, and I've been running a campaign around Gordonvale with a big sign saying reinstate.
Yes.
Two T's in that word, and I want them, that's my years, to get that, at least her grave.
Yeah.
They've robbed her grave of an dingy woman. They're cursed what they've done, and that they think I'm on my own.
And the fight continues, Tony. The fight continues, Tony, yes.
But it's not going to continue if they ruin this river and the food supply and the native title because it's so corrupt, and I have all the evidence to overturn that. People haven't got a clue what I'm sitting on.
Yeah,
I fear for my life, and it's that I want it out. I've sat on it for 23 years.
Yes.
Even Mabo, when he was buried in Townsville, poor fella, they come and put swastikas on his grave. They had to remove him.
Exactly.
My missus can't be moved. They don't want... She's a martyr to the cause, and I can't even get her enshrined in the land. You can't even get land rights after you're gone. They'll come and rob you.
Yeah.
And this is Gordonvale. Brett Muller is the deputy mayor, and he's got too much power. It's like the old plantation. Got no respect for black people. They've taken the native title. They've shut the green patch. We've got no access.
Yeah.
And now they want to steal the water.
Well, we need serious conversation, Tony. Look, thank you for your call, my friend, and all the best 2024. We'll yarn soon, my friend. Thank you. That's our Tony Gibbs having his say and yarn up strong regarding Cairns water. We do have Coppolo Dam is where we get our Cairns water, and that's up on the mountainside here in Cairns. But looking at the next 30, 40, 50 years, we need another water patch. And they're looking at Mulgrave River, looking at, haven't actually made a decision yet. So keeping an eye on the conversation that need to be had with the constituents of Cairns, with the Cairns Regional Council. Your deadly program here, National Talk, about 9 minutes. Have your say. We've got 2 weeks' time. We've got Survival Day. Tell us what's happening for Survival Day. We didn't get the a yes referendum, so we are back at the drawing board in regarding our fight and existence as First Nation people on First Nation land. Have you saying Yanup Strong, 1-800-422-416.
Rain fell softly in a midnight dark in June, in a course of the moment. We sat and sang in fine tune, the guitar strummed softly, your body's naked on the floor. Come to me, my darling, come to me forevermore. One child grows up, we call the streets his home. Another is wasted in an alley all alone. One hand holds a gun, a stolen car down the road. This is the sacrifice when you grow up all alone. So what are the colors of that rainbow in the sky? Where all the birds where they go in the sky. Well, I seen the suffering, what life imposed, and I seen the beauty of a flower when it grows. I seen twisted men conquer our lands and the seas. And now they stand before me and call it ideology. What are the colors of the rainbow in the sky? Where all the birds fly? Where they go in the sky. If you were taught to hate, could you teach me how to love? Would you stand up with me? Walk the road of happiness. Don't take away my freedom. Don't turn my heart into stone. 'Cause I'm just a simple man trying to find my way home. So what are the colors of the rainbow in the sky? Where all the birds fly, where they go in the sky. So where do you hide when the night is so cold? Well, help me redeem our wounded soul.
Yeah, fitting song. That's Rainbow, Glenn Scarthope, and talking about Rainbow. We need Rainbow up here in far north Queensland after all the rain and the ex-cyclone Jasper. But look, thank you very much for joining me on the program, and thank you for your company. Going to sign off for today's program, the first program National Talk Back for the year 2024. So we're back in the drawing, and great to be here steering the ship, you mob, and be yarning you tomorrow on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll be yarning soon on National Talk Back. And big shout out to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Thank you for taking us again and putting us across the airways, and got the news coming up very soon on NIRS, so stay tuned for that. To Deadly Mob.
Is it the same? It's what I'm feeling inside. I live on this land, walking on concrete and sand. I can shop, I can hunt, I can get most things with my hand. I can sing, I can dance, don't need to stand and wait. I can take off from here. The same.